This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel's cabinet has approved an agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Israel and the UAE signed the U.S. brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. They are the third and fourth Arab states to make such agreements with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. At this hour, confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are set to begin. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead Monday morning on President Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative majority on the court before Election Day, November 3rd. In an advance release of her opening statement, Barrett lays out a strict interpretation of the high court's role, saying it is, quote, not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life, end quote. The staunch conservative faces 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. The 48-year-old is U.S. President Donald Trump's third nominee to the nine-member court. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally, Turkey, should be involved. Lavrov was speaking to reporters in Moscow after talks with Armenia's foreign minister, who said effective peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh would only be possible after a full ceasefire between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The area is a largely ethnic Albanian populated enclave with Azerbaijan. This is VOA News.